Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 25, The Glories of Lord Ananta, text number 7. There's no purport, so we're going to go on to text 8 also. And Mukunda Dat Prabhu is going to read the Sanskrit for us.
Jayamana Sura Suro Raga Siddhagantharga Vidyadhara Muni Ganair Anavratamada Mudita Vikrata Vihala Lochana Sulate Mukhari Kamritena Pyayamana Saparishada Vibhuda Yuthapatin Aparimlana Raga Navatula Sikamo the Madhvasa Vena Madhyan Madhukara Vrata Madhura Gita Shriyam Vajayantim Swam Vanamalam Nilavasa Eka Kundalo Halaka Kudikrita Subhaga Sundaro Bhujo Bhagavan Mahendro Varanendra Iva Kanchanim Kaksham Udaro Lilo Vibharati.
Translation. Sukadeva Goswami continued, the demigods, the demons, the Urugas, serpentine demigods, the Siddhas, the Gandharvas, the Vidyadharas, and many highly elevated sages constantly offer prayers to the Lord. Because he is intoxicated, the Lord looks bewildered, and his eyes, appearing like flowers in full bloom, move to and fro. He pleases his personal associates, the heads of the demigods, by the sweet vibrations emanating from his mouth. Dressed in bluish garments and wearing a single earring, he holds a plow on his back with his two beautiful and well-constructed hands. Appearing as white as the heavenly king Indra, he wears a golden belt around his waist and a Vaijayanti garland of fresh tulsi blossoms, around his neck. Bees, intoxicated by the honey-like fragrance of the tulsi flowers, hum very sweetly around his garland, which thus becomes more and more beautiful. In this way, the Lord enjoys his very magnanimous pastimes. Text number 8.
Yaisha evam anushruto dhyayamano mumukshunam anadikala karma vasana gradhidama vidyamayam hridaya granthim sattvarirastamo mayamantar hridayam gata ashu nirbhinatti tasyanu bhavan bhagavan swayam bhuvo naradaha saha tumburuna sabhayam brahmanaha samshlokayam asa.
Thank you, Mukunda Dat Prabhu. Here's the translation. If persons who are very serious about being liberated from material life hear the glories of Anantadev from the mouth of a spiritual master in the chain of the cyclic succession, and if they always meditate upon Sankarshan, the Lord enters the cores of their hearts, vanquishes all the dirty contamination of the material modes of nature, and cuts to pieces the hard knot within the heart, which has been tied tightly since time immemorial by the desire to dominate material nature through fruitive activities. Narada Muni, the son of Lord Brahma, always glorifies Anantadev in his father's assembly. There he sings blissful verses of his own composition, accompanied by his stringed instrument, or a celestial singer known as Tumburu. Purport. None of these descriptions of Lord Anantadev are imaginary. They are all transcendentally blissful and full of actual knowledge. However, unless one hears them directly from a bona fide spiritual master in the line of the slipped succession, one cannot understand them. This knowledge is delivered to Narada by Lord Brahma, and the great Saint Narada, along with his companion Tumburu, distributes it all over the universe. Sometimes The Supreme Personality of Godhead is described as Uttama Shloka, one who is praised by beautiful poetry. Narada composes various poems to glorify Lord Ananta. And therefore the word Sang Shlokayam Asha, praised by selected poetry, is used in this verse. The Vaishnavas in the Gaudiya Sampradaya belong to the disciplic succession stemming from Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is the spiritual master of Narada. Narada is the spiritual master of Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam as a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. Therefore, all devotees in the Gaudiya Sampradaya accept the activities of Lord Ananta related in the Srimad Bhagavatam as authentic, and they are thus benefited by going back home, back to Godhead. The contamination in the heart of a conditioned soul is like a huge accumulation of garbage created by the three modes of material nature, especially the modes of rajas, passion, and tamas, ignorance. This contamination becomes manifest in the form of lusty desires and greed for material possessions. As confirmed herein, unless one receives transcendental knowledge in the civic succession, there is no question of his becoming purified of this contamination. Om Jnana Tamarandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitim Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Kroti Vachalam Pangum Manghayate Grim Yat Kripata Raham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarnam Vansya Kapa Chibhyascha Kripa Sindhubjevacha Potitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namo Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in verse 8, the first point here is that one has to hear from the bona fide spiritual master. In this way we get the benefit of advancing in spiritual life. You know, there's so many personalities that we can hear from, and there's so many people exposing their ideas, philosophies. So the bona fide spiritual master, he repeats what is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, many times he said, it's not difficult to be a spiritual master. You just repeat what is spoken by Krishna. Don't concoct. Prabhupada, sometimes he would say that people praise me so much, but all I'm doing is I'm giving the message as it is. Yeah. But that's not easy. You have to be humble to do that. Because of pride, people come up with their own ideas, they speculate so much. But Srila Prabhupada, he was a humble servant of Krishna, so he simply repeated what was given. And of course he was so realized, he gave much more also. Bhaktivedanta purport, so much wonderful information is given to us. And there's a statement in the I think it's Srimad Bhagavatam. Nadeham Adyam Sulabam Sudulabam Plavam Sukapam Guru Karanaram Mayanako Yasa Nabasuparitam Pumang Bhavadhim Nataratsa Sa Atmaha. That the human form of life is a very, very rare gift. As you all know, there's 8,400,000 different species of life. Many, many different species of life. So the human form is very rare. There's only 400,000 different human forms. And here on this planet, there's more or less 6 billion people. So how many of them are taking advantage of hearing about Krishna? Here in Los Angeles, we have about 10 million people. So how many of them are taking advantage of this wonderful knowledge? We have this nice temple here, wonderful knowledge, nice restaurant. So much facility is here, but how few of them take advantage? So the human form of life is very rare, and even in the human form of life, it's rare for someone to actually take it up. Bhavanam janmanam mante jnanavan mabhapadite. After many, many births, one who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes. Manushyanam sahasresu. Out of many thousands of men, Prabhupada was given a class, he said, out of many millions, as we see, there's so many millions of people, and so few of them are taking this seriously. So it's very rare for someone to take up Krishna consciousness. So we should consider ourselves very fortunate. Gratitude. Be very grateful that somehow we've gotten this causeless mercy of Krishna. I was thinking about this word, causeless. You know, in Prabhupada's books, there's a lot of statements of this word, causeless. But as we also know, there's nothing that's causeless. Krishna's the cause of all causes, right? So how has this word come out so much in Srila Prabhupada's books? Causeless mercy. But Krishna's the cause of all causes. So how does this word come out so much? I asked many devotees about this, and I finally got a very good answer by Dravida Prabhu. He said, Krishna is independent. He's Svarat. We can do so much sadhana and do so much seva, but Krishna, he's not bound. There's even a verse, somebody here probably knows it, that he accepts only those whom he chooses. What's the verse? Anybody know that verse? I don't know. It's an important verse, though. I can't misguide it, but it's on the tip of his tongue. What is it? Okay. So Krishna, he's not bound by anything. So therefore, it's causeless mercy. Yeah. When he gives his mercy, it's causeless. So we have to somehow beg for this causeless mercy of Krishna. We have this human form of life. And if we don't take advantage of it, don't take it very seriously, then we may have to go back again. Prabhupada says in one purport that the greatest fear of a devotee is to again enter into the animal species of life. Dark species of life, yeah. The human form of life, it's an opportunity to become completely purified. So this verse goes on to say that this human form of life, it's like a boat. It's a boat that can help us cross over this vast ocean of material existence. And the captain of this boat is the spiritual master. He's giving guidance, on this boat. Now, there's many captains in our society. There's many gurus. Srila Prabhupada, he's the admiral on the boat. He's the main. He's the ISKCON founder, Acharya. Srila Prabhupada ki! So this is the position of Srila Prabhupada. He's in the highest position. And we're all taking guidance, the captains and the mates on the boat, we're all taking guidance from Srila Prabhupada. In one purport, Prabhupada says that this ISKCON society, it's one of the branches of the Chaitanya tree. So this ISKCON society, it's also like a boat. And if we take the guidelines that Srila Prabhupada has given us, then So many of us can go back to Godhead. And one of our main things, main activities in our society is to get people on the boat. That's why we're distributing so many books, and we have so many preaching programs, going to colleges. We're doing so much to try to get people within our society so they can hear about Krishna. So they can hear from Srila Prabhupada about the absolute truth. Yeah. Now, on this boat, sometimes it gets a little shaky. It's like in the 80s, it was pretty shaky. Some people thought it was going to tip over. Yeah. So it was pretty, it got a little shaky. But it's still going strong now. Yeah. We have so many activities. Now we have 400 temples, yeah, throughout the world. When Prabhupada left, there was 108. Right? Now there's over 400. Over 6 million books being distributed every year. That's a healthy sign. And restaurants are opening up, and so many activities. Ratha Yatra's temples are open, more and more temples in India. It's amazing how many temples are opening up. Every year there's another temple coming up. And North America also. They have this in Seattle temple just went up. And I just came from Canada. They just recently opened a temple in Halifax in the far eastern portion of Canada. They've already made 8 bhaktas. So things are happening. Yeah. So we should have faith that things are going on. And sometimes someone on the boat might have some difficulty. You know, so we should help each other to be healthy in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes there's people that are just kind of like hanging on the edge of the boat. You know, so we have to try to help them, pull them back in. You know, like recently we had one bhakta here, and he there was some difficulties, and now he's living elsewhere. But so many devotees are keeping in touch with him, and we're trying to help him, you know, trying to encourage him still in Krishna consciousness. So this is the compassion of a devotee. We're trying to help people advance in Krishna consciousness. And under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada, we can advance. And so many others can advance by this direction given by the great Admiral Srila Prabhupada. So he's the captain. And then there's the favorable winds. The favorable winds, you might have a boat and you got a captain. If you don't have a motor and you don't have winds, then you're not going to go anywhere. You're just going to sit there. So there has to be favorable winds. So those favorable winds are the instructions given to us by Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Bhagavad Gita. Pravishta karna randvena svanam bhava sururam tanoti sayudam Krishna sayulashini tasharat. That the literary incarnation of Krishna, the Srimad Bhagavatam, enters into the heart of the self-realized devotee, and it as it's described, that it sits on the lotus flower of his loving relationship with Krishna and cleanses it of all lust and anger and greed and envy, so much contamination. And thus it acts like autumnal rain on muddy pools of water. And just like if we have a hole here on the street and there's some dirt in it, and then a rain comes. So when rain comes and it hits dirt, it becomes mud, right? But if the rain, if a torrential rain comes, the rain is hitting the hole with the mud in it, eventually it's completely cleansed and you just have transparent, clean water. Yeah? So there's mud in our heart. Some of you may have noticed there's some contamination there. So by this continuous hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, hearing the names of Krishna, by this constant rainfall of mercy, then eventually our heart becomes transparent, becomes completely cleansed of all contamination. We just have to continue, you know, with this cleansing process. And the effect will be there. Yeah. It will be there. We're getting purified. Every time we hear the holy name of Krishna, especially attentively, we're getting purified. The contamination is being removed. Avratam jnanam etena, jnanino nitravayana. That the wise living in his pure consciousness is covered by his eternal enemy in the form of lust, which is never satisfied and which burns like fire. In this verse, there's this mention of the cuts to pieces the hard knot within the heart. Yeah, so this is mentioned also in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Pungsak striya metuni bhav metam. Tayoa meto hrida gantim ahu. To griyak seta. Sutapta vitar janashimo ho yam mahamameti. The basic principle of the material existence is this attraction between male and female. On the basis of this misconception, what ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes very, very attached to home, to land, griha kshetra, sutta, to children, apta, relatives, and money. And thus one thinks in terms of I and mine. It's the I and mine generation, me. So this is the main knot. There's other knots in the heart, fame, adoration, distinction. Of course, this is also, Prabhupada mentioned, this is sex, this is subtle sex. So this is the main contamination in the heart. And this can be cleansed by taking seriously Krishna consciousness. This is the real pleasure of the soul, this Krishna consciousness. Everybody wants to have some relationship, some pleasure through a relationship. Therefore, there's so many marriages. But the reason there's so much dissatisfaction is because we're all conditioned souls. If you have one conditioned soul trying to get pleasure through another conditioned soul, there's going to be a problem. We have our problems. You know, tendency to make mistakes, the cheating propensity. There's a lot of cheating going on, right? Imperfect senses. So because of all all this contamination, therefore it's very hard for people to have a loving relationship. But Krishna, he's perfect. Everybody can be completely satisfied in a relationship with Krishna. There's no woman on this planet that can fully satisfy any man. And there's no man on this planet that can fully satisfy any woman. Why? Because we're conditioned souls. Yeah. They won't find full satisfaction. But Krishna can fully satisfy unlimited living entities. This is the greatness of Krishna. So better try to establish a relationship with Krishna. Yeah. We won't find any satisfaction in another relationship. It's not going to happen. But a man and a woman can find complete satisfaction in a relationship with Krishna fully in the center. Otherwise, not. It's not going to happen. Because relationship means spiritual. You know, these bodies, it's not who we are. These bodies are actually dead with the soul within. So only a spiritual relationship can bring full satisfaction. Nothing else. So to get this relationship with Krishna, we have to follow the process. Anuko yasya sankalpa. Pratiko yasya vajana. Bhakshishi titi vishvashu goptute sarnamyata. We have to accept things which are favorable for devotional service. And we know, things that we know what is most favorable. The most favorable thing in this age of Kali is Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nasdeva, Nasdeva, Nasdeva Gatiranyata. to chant the holy name of Krishna. There is no other way. There's no other way, no other way to become purified. Iti sodasakam nama kale kanasa natma nata prataropaya saravedeshu drishyate. That if one wants to be free of the contamination of the age of Kali and counteract all the sins of this age, there is no other alternative than to chant the names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So as long as we have this contamination in the heart, we can't be happy, we can't be satisfied. Not possible. So this process of Krishna consciousness is meant to free us of this contamination. So this is the main way of becoming purified, is chanting the names of Krishna. And this chanting has to be done attentively. You know, it's difficult. This is one of the main offenses, because the mind is so flickering. I was giving class yesterday in Canada, in Vancouver, and one guest, he said, how can we counteract this evil mind? Interesting question. The mind is actually evil. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Dago, he said, the mind is a non-devotee. Yeah. It's a rascal. So we're trying to advance in Krishna consciousness, but at the same time we have this demon up here just giving us such a hard time, making it so difficult for us. Yeah. So Krishna, he is known, he's famous as killing so many demons, isn't it? When he was here, he killed so many demons. So this is another demon. So we have to pray to Krishna to conquer this demon. And Krishna even says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, how to pray to him in the form of the deity. Prapanam pahimami shabitam ritu gaharnavat. Please protect me, Krishna. I'm trying to surrender unto you. I'm very, very fearful of this material existence, standing as I am in the mouth of death. So this is how we should pray to Krishna. We're in this vast ocean of material existence, Maya's kingdom. You know, she's got a strong hold. You know, I was just coming from the airport yesterday, and it's just amazing all the pictures now that they're putting up. You know, just practically it's just almost pornography. You know, it's like the society is just going to the dogs. You know, it's just ridiculous, so horrible. I remember Jayadvaita Swami was coming from the airport one time. He said, someone should talk to the managers of this city. Don't they know there's sannyasis coming through this city? Why do they have so many naked women on the billboards here? So it's very degraded. So the only hope is Krishna consciousness. People have to learn what life is actually about. So we're very fortunate. And Prabhupada said our duty as being so fortunate is to help others become fortunate. Also, then we become more fortunate. And then when we help others become fortunate, we become more fortunate. This goes on and on. And so this is why Srila Prabhupada wanted us to preach this Krishna consciousness. Book distribution. Preaching at the colleges. And this is very pleasing to Krishna. And if we please Krishna, then we made it. You know? Then we've made it. And we know there's so many ways to please Krishna. So on that note, I'll end here. Is there any question or comment? Yes, Prem Sankirtan Prabhu, we have a microphone coming to you now.
Thank you for your powerful presentation. Can you elaborate a little bit about symptoms of somebody who wants fame, name, profit, and adoration? Can you say a little bit about that?
Yeah, there's a statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Shantir avyartha kalat vang varaktir manasunyata ashabanda samudhena namaghani sadaruchi. These are the symptoms of someone who is advancing in Krishna consciousness. The first one, it's interesting, the first one is to be forgiving. That's the first one. This is the symptom of someone who is advancing in spiritual life. You know, naturally there'll be friction, you know, as we're associating with devotees, and we're conditioned souls, they're conditioned. So there'll be sometimes there'll be friction. So forgiveness is extremely important. You know, we have our flaws, others have their flaws. Prabhupada gives the example of the bee. You know, there may be a big pile of garbage, but if there's one flower coming out of the pile of garbage, the bee is going to go straight to the flower. It's going to avoid all the garbage, go straight to the flower. Yeah, this is bee-like. On the other hand, if you have a fly, and there may be a big flower garden, but if there's a stool there in the flower garden, the fly is going to pass up all the fragrant flowers and go right where the stool is. So we shouldn't be fly-like, we should be bee-like. Always try to see the good in others. This helps us very much in our Krishna consciousness. Shantir avyartha kaladvam. Don't waste time. Don't waste time. Time is so valuable. So we have to utilize every moment, either hearing, or chanting, or doing devotional service. Don't waste time. There's so many ways to waste time in this material world, right? Especially now we have the internet. You know, there's so much contamination there. It's easy to just buttons away, and you could be in a whole world of illusion, of Maya. So we have to, and many devotees have actually become bewildered. They have so much Maya right there in front of your face. And they, the mind tricks them. Yeah, let's check out this, let's check out this. And then you just get lost, and before you know it, they're gone. So we had to be very careful. Yeah. Not waste time. Shantir vyartha kala viraktir. We have to develop detachment from material life. Yeah. And become, of course, we all at the same time, we want to be attached. We want to be very attached to Krishna. We want to become attached to hearing the name of Krishna. We want to be attached to serving the Vaishnavas. So detachment from material life, from material contamination, but attachment. We want to become very, very attached to Krishna, to doing things which are pleasing to Krishna. Manasunyata, becoming free of false ego. You know, we have our real ego. Our real ego, our swarup, is the eternal servant of Krishna. But this false ego, is that we're thinking that we're this body, that I'm an important personality. It's the, like I was saying, it's the me generation, me, everything for me. He's very self-centered. It's like Shakespeare, he said, the whole world is a stage, and everybody is thinking that I'm the main actor on the stage. There was one comedian, he used to always say, everybody wants to be in part of the act. You know, I forgot. Everybody wants to be in the act. You know, right? So, no, we have to get out of this. You know, we want to hear the glories of Krishna. The rasa mind, this evil demoniac mind says, why are you chanting the names of Krishna? You should chant your own names. Jai Vijay, Kijai. You know? So this is the mind. You know, wants to hear our own glories. Raghunath Das Goswami, when he would hear someone praising him, what would he do? He would run away. And if he heard someone criticizing him, he would, oh, this is very good. This is transcendental personality. So we want to hear about Krishna and get free of this ego, this contamination. Kshantir vyartha kala viraktir manasunya asabanda. Great hope that we can achieve perfection in spiritual life. Yeah. We may think, I sometimes think also, how is it possible that I'm ever going to become a pure devotee? Any ever think like that? Yeah. How is it possible? So much contamination. How is it possible I'm going to get free of all this and just be completely transparent and just have Krishna in my heart, just the desire to Krishna? But this verse says we have to have hope. Hope against hope. You know, that somehow, by the mercy of Krishna, Krishna can do amazing things. You know, he lifted Govardhan Hill. He can do amazing things. So he can even purify us. You know? So we have to have that great hope that it's possible. Just continue with faith in Krishna that we can become completely purified. We can develop our love for Krishna. It's there. It's sitting there. It's there. The love for Krishna is there. It's just covered. We just got to keep cleansing. Just keep hearing. Keep chanting. Keep cleansing. And the result will come. Will eventually that pure love for Krishna will come out. Namagala Sadaruchi, this attachment to hearing the names of Krishna. So this is the nine symptoms of someone who has began to develop love for Krishna. So we just... Is that okay? Archita Prabhu, yes.
Thank you very much for a really nice philosophical presentation, Prabhu, and also sharing your travel experiences, which I'm going to make another public plea to you. Make a video. As you said, the desire to be entertained is very, very deeply ingrained, and therefore devotees take to the internet and they get dragged away. So devotees like yourself that travel all around the ISKCON world, you have a responsibility to make videos.
I have good news for you.
They can be shown right here, and then they can also be put on the internet, YouTube.
I have good news for you.
You have one?
I videoed this trip.
All right. Let's get it together and let's show it to the devotees in the congregation. Because, as you said, there are a lot of devotees who are thinking that, you know, there are so many problems in this, but when you see how ISKCON is expanding, how the Hare Krishna movement is expanding, Lord Chaitanya's gurus are expanding, it really helps to calm all of that misconception and unnecessary, you know, criticism and stuff that goes on. A lot of people who criticize ISKCON is because they don't know what's going on in ISKCON. They sit down at their computers and they type every day all this criticism and this and that because they don't go out and see what's happening. So it's very important for devotees who travel a lot to come back and dissipate that darkness with actual visual evidence. It's not enough just to hear you say it. There are 8 new boxes in Halifax. What does that mean? It doesn't sink in. But if you see a video and you see the temple and you see the boxes jumping up and down in front of the deities, then it sinks in. You go, wow, this is really happening.
Yeah, Prabhupada said about the internet. Before it was internet, Prabhupada, there was something else. What was it called? When Prabhupada, they were showing it. It was here in L.A. and they were showing it in New York. It was, I forgot. Anyway, Prabhupada said, better not introduce it because you'll simply talk prajapa. Wasn't it? And that's happening a lot, unfortunately. Now a lot of prajapa going on. So if somebody else had a question, Shastrakit, you were going to say something? Mukundadat, yes.
You know, it's getting late, so I'll just...
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, in the beginning of the class, you had emphasized that to be a spiritual master is an easy thing, a simple thing, but not an easy thing, maybe I should say. because you have to be free of pride, and that the mind will come up with so many alternatives to what the spiritual master desires. So my question is, and you also made the point that ISKCON, you compared ISKCON to like to be like a boat, and when Srila Prabhupada was here, we had one captain. Now he's maybe like the admiral, and there are several captains. So my question is that when you have one boat and several captains, how do you keep it in the Eke Hakurunandana?
Very good question. Well, the captains have to understand that Srila Prabhupada's the admiral. And they have to... Prabhupada said, your love for me will be shown by how you cooperate with one another. So the captains also have to cooperate with one another on how to guide the ship. Yeah, so, yeah, it's not easy, actually. You know, Prabhupada said it's not difficult to be a guru, but as we've seen, if you have pride, then it's very difficult to be a guru. So as we've seen, there's been some casualties. So humility is the crown jewel of devotional service. Without humility, we can't do anything. You know, just Prabhupada says in one purport, he says, if one does some type of service, and is successful in that service, and doesn't give credit to Krishna, then he cannot do anything nicely. So credit has to always be given to Krishna. Otherwise, it's just a question of time before we, pride cometh before the fall, before we fall. So credit has to always be given to Krishna. On that note, Srila Prabhupada ki? Yeah.